from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are back here on the morning shift. Week one of college football is this coming weekend. And so for more on that, we go straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find former UGA kicker and Super Bowl 20 champion Kevin Butler, who happens to be the father of our friend Drew Butler, who joins the steakhouse quite often. It's good to have you with us, Kevin. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope y'all are doing good.
We are doing great. And we do know that you're going to be a part of this year's AFLAC kickoff game, the premier matchup for week one, featuring the number 14 Clemson Tigers against number 1 Georgia. And combined, they have won 4 of the last 8 national championships. And you're going to be on the field as an honorary captain for the Dogs. How does that feel?
Well, it feels like you're taking your grandfather out to midfield and having him be involved in the coin toss. So it has been a while, but very excited, and appreciate Gary Stokin and his great staff down there inviting me to be honorary captain for the University of Georgia. Some 40 years ago, we matched up against Clemson, and Georgia came out on top that day with a long field goal, and we're kind of celebrating not only that year, but that victory and certainly this rivalry, which is as heated as it ever has been, with two great teams getting on the field Saturday to kick off the college football season.
Well, big congratulations on that from all of us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, thank you. Thank you. It is quite an honor.
But, Kevin, we got to address the elephant in the room. Your son is going on this campaign to get Stetson Bennett's number retired. But I think that there's an ulterior motive, because we all remember that the other All-American Butler in that household wore the number 13 as well. I mean, and I called him out on this, and he is staying.
It stinks a little bit.
He's staying true. Do you think there's an ulterior motive from Drew, or do you think he's actually cares about Stetson's number being retired?
Well, I'll probably have to call him out on that one. There's got to be some kind of connection between that and, you know, his girls wouldn't know if he was going to say, yeah, they retired my number. I don't think his girls are old enough to know. So he probably needs to sell it before they get old enough to realize that that's not his number that they retired. But, you know, I could make a case for Stetson having some type, maybe a statue, if not a jersey retirement, be able to win back-to-back champions, never been done at Georgia. But, yeah, I think there's some ulterior motive in there.
Kevin, obviously you'll be front and center when that game kicks off this weekend, but let's talk about the actual X's and O's on the field. Clemson obviously trying to climb back atop the mountain. Georgia just in the middle of an incredible dynasty. They've won so many games over the last few years. What do you make of the actual on-field product that you'll see this weekend, Kirby Smart and those Bulldogs getting it kicked off on the right foot?
Yeah, I think both of these teams are built very similar. I think both of them are looking for some key players on that offensive side of the ball to step up into, you know, from Georgia's standpoint, to replace some very productive players that aren't there, that have been the go-to guys for a couple of years on offense with Brock Bowers, and certainly, you know, to be able to you know, substitute or find somebody to take that kind of pressure off of a quarterback. Somebody's going to have to stand up and be that guy on offense. You know, I think the two biggest questions for Georgia on offense are the receivers and the running backs. You know, who are going to be the receivers that can create some separation out there, that can be that go-to receiver when it's 3rd and 6 and you need 7? That's going to be the biggest factor that I see. And then the way that happens is you have to have a compliment at running back. And right now with ETN, you know, his eligibility for Saturday has not yet been known. You know, we've got some you know, Frazier, our freshman. I think we're going to see him out there. Again, it's a great opportunity for somebody to stand up and be that guy on offense, be that go-to guy coming out the the first game of the season. Now, it might take two or three games to really solidify yourself in there, but I think if you get off at a good start in this game, you're going to see Kirby and that offense try to establish a running game no different than what we've done in the past. If the passing game works, when the running game works, and no team can be one-dimensional anymore. And I think Clemson on the other side is trying to find that quarterback to be their leader. You know, when they've had good quarterbacks that lead that offense, they've been very successful, national championship successful. So I think the offenses for both of these teams will really dictate how this game goes, because when you flip it around, I think defense is the strong point of both of these teams. The defensive line for Clemson has been their strongest point over the years, and they're certainly strong this year. Those linebackers, when you have those big guys up on the D-line, your linebackers become a little bit freer, and they certainly have had great linebackers there. And as you look at Georgia, you know, we've got some senior defensive linemen that have come back. I don't know if Brinson will be out there this week, but when you get in there, you know, those guys in the trenches, as Kirby and Dabo have always said, they dictate what goes on in a game, and they'll certainly dictate what goes on with the success of both of these teams throughout the year.
Joined by former UGA kicker, Chicago Bear kicker, All-American,
All-American, all the above,
Kevin Butler. Kevin, what's been the most impressive thing about this run that Kirby's put together for you? You're a guy that's been around this program and in this state for your entire life.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you know, I was in a very unique position back in 2016 when Kirby took over. I decided to go back and finish my college degree that I never did finish when I was drafted by Chicago. And with that, got to talking to Kirby, and he said, hey, you're an undergrad. I don't have to pay you anything. Would you like to coach? And I was like, I'd love to come out there. You know, I come out there the 2 days that I'm up there for class, I'll come out there and work. And those 2 days turned into three, which turned into seven. And then all of a sudden I was, one of his coaches out there, and he gave me a lot of respect, and he gave me a lot of opportunity to work with the kickers, with Rodrigo, and William Hamm was a kicker at that point. The neatest part for me, to get back to your question, was I got to see from inside in the meeting rooms with the coaches how he was starting to build the culture and how he was starting to build his corporation, from the ground level up. He had everybody involved. He had everybody accountable. And I think that's one thing that he wanted to emphasize to the players, that no matter what's going on, you're going to be accountable to yourself and to your teammates and to the organization if you're going to be here. And I think that was probably very important, because college football has since changed with the portal, since changed with players getting paid. There's a lot more going on that you have to be, as that CEO, aware of and in control of. And sometimes that takes you off of the football field. I would say more than less time you are off the football field dealing with situations, dealing with recruitment, dealing with disciplinary, dealing with school, dealing with families. You've got to have a great coaching staff, and your coaching staff has to be committed to you. So I saw him building that coaching staff. He's since had coaches go on, become head coaches at other schools, have been successful at those other schools. And he learned it from, you know, the Saban Bible. And that's, you know, that's something that Coach Saban at Alabama proved that worked. And I still think it will work. You're just going to have a couple of more dodgeballs to duck and duck and dodge, because they're always coming at you from different directions. And Kirby's done an unbelievable job. The one thing I learned for sure was I was not cut out to be a coach for him because he works your butt off, and I'm a little too old for that.
Visiting with Kevin Butler, look, College Football Hall of Famer, all of the above. And look, Kevin, you won just about every award known to man, it seems like, you know, when talking about the rings and everything else. I do want to get your thoughts, though, because you kind of touched on it right there. College football is a lot different now than when you were in and even when Drew was in just, you know, 12, 13, 15 years ago. What are your thoughts about this era of college football, the portal, but more importantly, maybe NIL, because it seems like a lot of money could have been had in the Butler household back in the day.
Well, you know, the Butler household's still there, so if they want to bring some over, they can. Yeah, it's unique. I mean, it's let's be honest. I mean, amateur sports is over for college football as we know it. It is now a pay-for-play. I think there's certain things that need to be done to, again, get back to the one word that I talked about, accountability. If kids are going to get paid, as grown-ups do, to work, there needs to be responsibility. And I'm not a big fan of a guy making $200,000 a year and by playing a sport at a university and then having his school paid for. I think at some point you need to pay for your classes. Mm. You need to pay for your education. I'm not saying that, you know, if you're on scholarship, you're still going to get your room and board. You're going to get your training table. That's all part of being a football player. They need to do that. They need to keep the thoroughbreds ready for the race, right? But, you know, what is the responsibility to that athlete? You need to be in school. I think it's a great tool to teach accountability, to teach responsibility that, yeah, I play for the University of Georgia. I'm on scholarship, but I pay for my classes. I pay for my tuition, and somebody else is getting that deserves it, probably one of my teammates. And, you know, I don't know where you stop or how you find some way to make it accountable, but kids getting money, at the end of the year, they're taking the money and they're leaving, going to another school to get some more money. It's reverse NFL. You have to be invited to get more money in the NFL. You just don't go get it and just move on to the next place. So that's my little bit of grandfather wisdom there, I guess.
Well, hey, you are a legend. So it has been a pleasure to have you on with us. Of course, the kick that you made against Clemson was 40 years ago, so we know it's going to be special for you when you take the field for the Aflac kickoff game with Clemson and Georgia this weekend as an honorary captain for the Dogs. Kevin Butler, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all every morning. Enjoy listening.
Thanks again. That was former UGA kicker and Super Bowl champion, 20 champion, that is, Kevin Butler. Now,
butthead.
Friend of the show, would you?
Butthead.
I know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it, but I figured, you know, someone in Squid Nation would have no problem.
He's okay with it. Hey, man, what make his Twitter handle the real butthead if he wasn't okay with it? He's good. I've been around Kevin quite a few times. Really, really good dude. You know, and proud father of member of Squid Nation, Drew Butler.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.